Chapter 1. 4th of July morning. Will Sturman woke up with blood on his hands. He'd been dreaming about the men who killed his wife. He'd been strangling them, one with each hand. His fingernails had cut half moons into his palms. Sunlight filtered through the barred window, refracted by lead glass and chicken wire. In the berth above, his cellmate, Zeke, was humming Amazing Grace.
"Up yet, boss?"
Zeke called, excitement in his voice. Today was the day. A few more hours, then one way or the other, Will would never have to have that dream again. He wiped his palms on the sheets. He shifted over to his workspace, a metal desk with a toadstool seat welded to the floor. Stuck on the walls with juicy fruit gum were 8 years' worth of Will's sketches fluttering in the breeze of a little green plastic fan. Adam and Eve, Abraham and Isaac, Moses and Pharaoh. He opened his Bible and took out what he'd done last night, a map instead of a Bible scene. Behind him, Zeke slipped down from the bunk. He started doing waist twists, his elbows cutting the air above Will's head.
"Freedom sound good, boss?"
"Watch what you say, Zeke."
"Hell, just Independence Day."
Zeke grinned.
"I didn't mean nothing."
Zeke had a gap-toothed smile, vacant green eyes, a wide forehead dotted with acne. He was in Floresville State for raping elderly ladies in a nursing home, which didn't make him the worst sort Will had met. Been abused as a kid is all. Had some funny ideas about love. Will worried how the boy would do when he got back to the real world. Will looked over his map of Kingsville, hoping the police would take the bait. He'd labeled most of the major streets, his old warehouse property, the two biggest banks in town, the home of the attorney who'd defended him unsuccessfully in court. He had a bad feeling about today, a taste like dirty coins in his mouth. He'd had that feeling before. The night he lost Soledad. Exactly at 8, the cell door buzzed open.
"Come on, boss."
Zeke hustled outside, his shirt still unbuttoned, his shoes in his hands. Will felt the urge to hurry, too, to respond to the buzzer like a racetrack dog burst out of his kennel on time. But he forced himself to wait. He looked up to make sure Zeke was really gone. Then he slipped Soledad's picture out from under his mattress. It wasn't a very good sketch. He'd gotten her long dark hair right, maybe, the intensity of her eyes, the soft curve of her face that made her look so young. But it was hard to get her smile, that look of challenge she'd always given him. Still, it was all he had. He kissed the portrait, folded it, and tucked it into his shirt. Something would go wrong with the plan. He could feel it. He knew if he walked out that door, somebody was going to die. But he'd made a promise. He put the Kingsville map in the Bible and set it on the desk where the guards were sure to find it. Then he went to join Zeke on the walkway. After chow time, Pablo and his cousin Luis were hanging out on the rec yard, trying to avoid Hermandad Pistoleros Latinos. The HPL didn't like Pablo and Luis getting all religious when they could have been dealing for the homeboys. Luis tried to joke about it, but he still had bruises across his rib cage from the last time the Canales had cornered him. Pablo figured if they didn't get out of Floresville soon, they'd both end up in cardboard coffins. Out past the guard towers and the double line of razor wire fence, the hills hummed with cicadas. Lightning pulsed in the clouds. Every morning, Pablo tried to imagine Floresville State Pen was a motel. He came out of Pod C and told himself he could check out any time, get on the road, drive home to El Paso where his wife would be waiting. She'd hug him tight, tell him she still loved him. She'd read his letters and forgiven the one horrible mistake that had put him in jail. After 12 long months inside, the dream was getting hard to hold on to. That would change today. He and Luis stood at the fence, chatting with their favorite guard, a Latina named Gonzalez,